What kind of water park should you build? Let's dive in. So, you want to build a water park? That's awesome. But before you start splashing around, you need to figure out what kind of water park you want to build. Should it be indoor or outdoor? A hot spring water park or a comprehensive one? Let's take a look at the different classifications of water park projects. First up, we have the classification of the venue. Outdoor water parks are the most common, operating from June to August, or even longer in some areas. Indoor water parks can operate year-round, but they come with higher operating costs and lower demand in the winter. Comprehensive water parks combine both outdoor and indoor areas, and some even have land parks too. And then there's the hot spring water park, which combines the best of both worlds, water parks and hot springs. It's a new concept, but who knows? It might just be the next big thing. Next, we have the classification according to the consumption mode. Urban leisure water parks are located in the city and cater to local residents. Travel vacation water parks are further away from the city and require accommodation for most visitors. They can be hot spring resort types, coastal resort types, or tourist destination types. So, which one should you choose? Well, it all depends on your target market and the size of your park. First-tier cities with a population of 10 million can go big with water parks covering over 200 mu. Fourth- and fifth-tier cities, on the other hand, should stick to a scale of 60 to 120 mu. And don't forget, indoor water parks are a whole different ball game. Now that you know the different classifications of water park projects, it's time to make a splash. Just remember, no matter what kind of water park you build, it's all about having fun in the sun or under the stars. And if you need some inspiration, check out a lunch water park, they've got it all.